Much of the opera world has shunned Plácido Domingo since last year when allegations of sexual abuse became public. Now his home country of Spain has heard enough. From Barcelona, Lucia Benavides reports.
Patricia Wolf's career as a mezzo-soprano was just taking off in 1998 when she was offered the role of second lady in a performance of Mozart's The Magic Flute at the Washington National Opera. Plácido Domingo was artistic director. The opportunity meant she'd perform alongside the opera star, one of the most famous and celebrated tenor singers in the world. In an interview with the Associated Press last August, she says it was one of the happiest moments of her life.
And then imagine my surprise when I get to the second lady and then harassment starts. That kind of burst that bubble very quickly.
She says Domingo would stare at her breasts as he talked to her when she was in costume, or sometimes wait for her in the wings and ask if she really had to go home that night.
And you have to understand that when a man that powerful, he's almost like God in my business. He was. The first thing that goes through your mind is what?
Wolf is one of nine women who accused Domingo of sexual harassment, saying he pressured them to engage in sexual acts in order to advance their careers. The allegations spanned decades, during which Domingo held top managerial positions in various opera venues. After the accusations were made public, many arts organizations in the U.S. canceled Domingo's upcoming performances. But he continued to receive support from Spanish institutions.
Yo nunca, nunca en mi vida he acosado a una mujer.
Never, never in my life, Domingo said, have I harassed a woman. That was in an interview last December with Spanish newspaper El País. But this Tuesday, when yet another accuser came forward, he released a statement taking full responsibility for his actions. A day later, Spain's Minister of Culture, José Manuel Rodríguez, announced cancellation of Domingo's performances in Madrid this May.
Desde el momento en que él ha reconocido los hechos y que ha querido asumir las responsabilidades.
In a press conference, Rodríguez said the ministry made the decision after Domingo recognized what he had done and assumed responsibility. Rodríguez added they're doing this in solidarity with the women affected. For NPR News, I'm Lucia Benavides in Barcelona. Mm-hmm.